Hello to my good boys and girls, and to my naughty ones too. It's been a little while since my last podcast, and I just had the most wonderful cam session. And I was just laying in bed, luxuriating in the bliss, and I thought that I'd put a little something together, especially because I'm going to be leaving on another trip to Costa Rica in just a couple of days, but that's still plenty of time to fit a lot of fun in before I go. So stay tuned, and let's explore some more naughty time with Glitter Goddess. I see that Anchor has some new features, which I'm very excited about. I always get excited with change and new possibilities, new things to play with. And I think now would be a wonderful time to invite you to send me a little audio message, which you can do by downloading the Anchor app and sending me anything. You just know that if you send me something, I might play with it on Naughty Time with Glitter Goddess. So a lot has happened since my last conversation here. I've been to Germany. I've been to Rome. And I've been out riding horses in the country and seen all sorts of things. And one of the things that I got to do in Germany was a domination class, actually. And I haven't advertised these yet, but you know how things spread when people hear something new and different is available. And that's sort of what happened there. It got created organically, and we got together, a group of wonderful women and a few men, and we got to play with domination in a completely different way. And I thought, gosh, would it very, very interesting place to start those classes off. Interesting country, isn't it? I found it to be a wonderful place to visit. It was really, really beautiful. I was in the country there also. I think you can see a trend. I enjoy being out in nature. And cities can be fun also, but I find the silence and... actually, it's not really silence. It seems like silence, but the country can be very loud, but it's loud in a different way. It's sounds of birds and sometimes bugs. Bugs could be so loud, but they are. And then out in Germany, there were the cows who had bells, and so these cows were constantly making these really beautiful sounds with their grazing. I found it to be rather hypnotic myself, but it also gives me time to think and to relax and to kind of be with my own thoughts, with my own fantasies, and explore things in solitude. But I've realized there's never such thing as solitude, really. It's just sort of an escape from normalcy, because I think so many people have these lives that they're kind of trudging through and functioning with and doing the best job that they can, but cities can be overwhelming in some ways for me. But out in nature, it's like I can hear myself more. And I did get to explore some new fantasies and some new things, and also teaching that class was a really liberating experience. So I have some new people who are, who knows, maybe going to be playing with this topic more, exploring what it is to be dominant, to have submissives. Oh, that was the other thing I was going to say. I'm never actually alone, because I have all my good boys who are stroking for me, thinking of me, sending me wonderful messages. So if you were one of those good boys, were smart enough to send me a sweet message while I was away and doing things, Do you ever wonder what I'm doing? Like, what are these things that I do? I wonder if that's a mystery. Or whether you wonder about that, what my daily life is like. Maybe at some point I'll do a little, I don't know, video or something on my daily life, but it varies so much. If you took one day in the life of Goddess, what would that be like? I live it, so it's not much of a mystery to me. Of course, when I go through my day, it's not planned out. That's one of the things I found about being a goddess. There's so little I have to plan because it all unfolds in the most magical ways. It's like everything conspires to bring me ease, pleasure, and happiness, which is one of your jobs if you're a good boy of mine. Or a good girl. Or, as I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, even if you're a naughty boy or a naughty girl. It always, always adds pleasure to your life when you add pleasure to another's. Have you ever noticed that? And that was a little snippet of Sunset Lover by Petite Biscuit. And I wonder if you have ever wondered whether I have a sunset lover. Or plural. And I do. I have a real man. And he is wonderful. And I haven't really talked about that much before, but my cuck good boys know. And they're becoming more and more of them. Of you. Of them. Of you. And cuckolding is a fascinating topic to me. I don't remember when I first heard about cuckolding, but I think that it's something that is far more common than is ever really acknowledged. In fact, I was interviewed and invited on a podcast with a comedian, and I was surprised to hear that he was also a cuck, and not because that fantasy is unusual, but more that he had an openness about it and was willing to talk about it publicly. And I don't recommend going out and just telling the world what your fantasies are, but telling somebody who can hear it and enjoy it and play with it and actually build upon it and grow the fantasy, that's another thing entirely. Playing with those kinds of fantasies can get very dangerous. And I wonder what that's like for you listening now, because, I mean, I've got a lot of variety of people who listen to this podcast, and sort of makes me curious about you and who you are. And what a topic like cuckolding brings up for you. Does it excite you? Does it offend you? Does being a cuck mean something in particular? I had a private session with somebody just very recently. And cuckolding is a new fantasy, a new fetish for him. And he was concerned that that meant that he would be the weak and pathetic one in the corner, jerking off while a real man pleased me. And that was a very new idea, but it was one he brought to me. Of course, this is after watching several of my cuckolding videos, so that might, last part might not be 100% truthful. But out of my hundreds of videos, he clicked on those. He read the description, he saw the cover. I think one of them is called, Will You Be My Good Cuck? Or Are You My Good Cuck? Something like that. But what is that choice when you have a curiosity that you click on something, that you buy it, and then you watch it over and over and over, stroking to the pleasure and letting that all the way in? But he said something really fascinating, which I didn't expect, but was very honored by. He said that those videos about being a cuck were incredibly healing to him. And that's just, those are some of my favorite things to hear and messages to read, is when something has that kind of surprising twist. So there he is, completely enraptured in bliss and pleasure and lust, and also being healed at the same time. But I think the cuck fantasy is an incredibly healing one, because as a guy, you're expected to be so many things: masculine, strong, firm, determined, knowing what you want, taking it, getting it. But as a cuck, your job changes completely. You take orders. You let her be in charge. You let me be in charge. And you don't have to worry about your performance, if you're good in bed, how big your dick is, how strong or powerful you are. And for just a few moments while you're playing with that naughty game of being a cuck, just for then and just for fun, none of those become things you ever have to prove to anyone, especially not your cuckoldress. It's a very, very fascinating topic to me. And apparently one that's been liberating for those who've been playing with me in it. There's so much to explore. And this is a very vulnerable topic, but if you have a little voice message you want to leave, a little note to me, it's very simple. I'd love to hear what it's like for you. Have you ever watched cuck porn? Have you seen my cuck videos? What is that like for you, the idea of the woman of your dreams, who you love and worship and adore and would do anything for, having sex with another man? So what if what you fantasize about doesn't have to mean anything about you, but it's an exploration of an energy and an experience that that fantasy can give you that nothing else can? So I'll probably leave you with that for now. A little short and sweet episode of Naughty Time with Glitter Goddess. And you know where to find me for photos and little updates like that. Twitter and Instagram are best. And if you're trying to find more of me, well, I guess you'll have to look a little bit harder. Bye-bye for now, naughty boys and girls.